Hello, ladies and gents. This is the famous Miss Cookie coming from me live from Staten Island, New York, during this wonderful quarantine. And as my first episode, I do have a guest on today. My first guest is going to be my lovely cousin, Miss Tamara Mowitz. Y'all, we've already had a smoke session ahead of time, so just bear with us, and we're about to roll up with y'all again in a second. We have a lot of topics today. Today is going to be topics on relationships and just everyday life that's going on, so just stay tuned. Okay, ladies and gents, we are back. It is Miss Cookie. I am again with Miss Tamara Mowitz. Say hello to the people.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How are y'all?
Yeah, we just rolling up right now. I'm actually about to smoke again. But today, we definitely want to talk about relationships because that's a strong topic. Everybody's always going through something. So, first off, Miss Tamara Mowitz, let's say, are you single or are you in a relationship?
I'm in a relationship.
Okay, and how's that going? I think everybody has that view when you're in a relationship, but what can you say that you like about your relationship?
This is a hard subject to kind of discuss because there's a lot that goes on. Like, it's stuff that I like, of course, like, you know, not being alone. You know,
yeah,
but the thing that I have a trouble with is my independence. Like, I like to be independent,
right?
I don't want to rely on anybody and, you know, feel like as though, you know, or they're holding me down or tying me down for what I have to do,
right?
And it becomes, that's what becomes a problem. But
yeah,
it does play a good part at times, you know, when you need to fall back on somebody or somebody to talk to.
Yeah, like definitely want to feel that loneliness that you have, so it's definitely good to have a person to fall back on. Yeah, I'm actually in a relationship as well. As we all know, it's gone on like 8 months now. And it's just a rocky up and down. When you're learning somebody, it's a lot to learn somebody. You really don't know people all the way like
all
you think
way,
you do.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you learn people after a while.
And that's
but,
what sucks is because people don't show their true colors.
Exactly.
Until
after time,
after
yeah.
Time.
If you could show me in the beginning before I waste my time.
Right.
Exactly. So definitely we want people to put messages in and talk about their relationships and issues that you want us to talk about, any topics, anything that, any questions you have relationship wise that you definitely want us to tackle. Just leave us a message and we'll definitely get back to you. Hello, everyone listening. It is Miss Cookie. I am back for another episode of Smoke Session today. Today is April 2nd, 2020. Y'all, I am just remembering what day it is with everything that's going on with this coronavirus. It is so hard to remember what day it is. So I hope you guys are staying safe. You guys are quarantining. Today, we're going to go over just a few things today. I'm going to talk about a new song. Who has a new song and a new track? We're going to get into that. The new challenge that's out there. What is the new challenge us out there as well? Guess what has gone up since the coronavirus? Guess what has been being bought out since the coronavirus? Sales has been out, and we're going to talk about that as well. Also, guess what celebrity met his childhood or her childhood crush? So we're going to go over that one as well. And which celebrity pulled a big April Fool's prank that everyone's talking about at this moment? So we're going to go over that as well, as well as our Black Excellence of the Week and our Bad Boss of the Week. So you guys stay tuned. Okay, listeners, I am back. It is Miss Cookie back coming to you from Staten Island, New York, doing this crazy time, you guys. So definitely wanted to get my thoughts out there about everything that's going on. I do want to say my condolences to anyone who has lost a family member due to this tragic epidemic that's going on right now. But we do all need to stay safe, you guys, and stay protected as much as you can during this quarantine. Now, enough about that, you know, I just had to get that out there. Definitely, first off, I do want to say, starting off, We're going to start off with new song of the day. So, yeah, guess who has a new song of the day? Tiffany Haddish. She has a new song out that everyone is talking about. And, you know, everyone always has something to say as far as everybody being a singer. Everybody can't be a singer, this and this and that. But, I mean, I'm seeing the reviews on it. It's called Baby Daddy. It's available everywhere. It'll be available tomorrow, April 3rd, everywhere. I've listened to it. I can say she did a pretty good job. I do give her a condolence. I do give her props. She looks very gorgeous on the video as well, I would say. But keep doing her thing. Kudos to her. Next up, I do want to talk about this new challenge out here called the Don't Rush Challenge. And I am so proud that us of color are representing ourselves in a positive way to show that we don't all look the way that, you know, others present us to be. And I'm loving this challenge. You guys keep on doing the challenge. I might do the makeup one. I'm not sure. But I am still working on getting a group of friends together so I can do that challenge. So if anybody wants to do that challenge with me, do let me know. Because I do want to participate in that challenge. I do see positivity in it as well. Also, do you guys know that alcohol has gone up since the coronavirus? So everybody's drinking a little quarantine away. I guess that's what everyone's doing. But since I've been quarantined, I will say I have participated in buying alcohol. It was for a game for me and my cousins. We played Uno and we played charades. And we turned it into drinking games because we were bored, of course. But that's crazy that alcohol sales have gone up since the coronavirus. It is an essential location, so it needed open. Next up, I do want to talk about, guess what celebrity met their childhood crush? So the baby went on to say that he met up with Raven, who is his childhood crush from day one since she was on The Cosby Show. You know, she did a lot of other things. They were hugged up. She was a little worried because, you know, the quarantine. She said, "You're supposed to be 6 feet." I thought that was funny. But it was really cute to see them meet up and definitely hang out and see her grown up. It's crazy because I used to be a Raven fan as well. So, makes me feel like I'm getting older. But April Fool's was yesterday, you guys. It was yesterday. I did get a few pranks pulled on me for us, the family members, because I wasn't even thinking. When I woke up, I didn't even think April 1st, oh, April Fool's, but I should have known. But a celebrity actually took to her Instagram page to play a prank on her fans, her followers, and that was Miss Cash Doll. She actually posted a picture of her being pregnant, and I think the caption was somewhere along the lines of, "Thanks for hiding my pregnancy photos," or something like that. Everybody swarmed in to say their comments. She's pregnant, da 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 da. So she did have to clarify it was an April Fool's joke. It was April 1st, you guys. But I thought it was really cute that she did play a little joke on everyone. So that was cute. And I do want to give our Black Excellence Award of the Week goes to J. Cole, The Weeknd, and Drake, because they did FaceTime an 11-year-old who was actually dying of cancer. So I thought it was really, really sweet of them